Blog Talk Radio.
Right about man.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
From your man TDI NYC on Twitter, my man from the BX gave me that hot intro right there. I want to rock right now. This is crazy right now, son. But we live in the building right now. Let's Radio Online. Y'all already know what it is, man. We got one of the hottest shows going down this whole week, yo. Let me tell y'all something. I got one of the hottest hosts, co-hosts in the building from the West Coast, Ebenisha, live in the building representing that Cali area, baby. Y'all already know what it is, man. She live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I got Future Ghoul 100 in the building, my other co-host. He's going to be running a little bit late, but he's going to come through. But I got Ebenisha that's going to hold me down to the fullest. But you already know what it is. We're going to have DJ, the world-famous DJ Lazy K, in the building. Y'all already know she rock with your man, French Montana. You know what I'm saying? My man, Max B, Free Max B. Y'all already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? The first female street sweeper. She go hard in the paint on the mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? The creator of Murder Mommies. She going to be live in the building, you know what I'm saying, tonight. On top of that, we're going to have Money Matt, you know what I'm saying, a Stop Beefing Radio. You know what I'm saying? He go hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? He going to be live in the building. Yo, it's going to be crazy. You already know what it is, man. Call in 347-826-7722. Get your plug in. We on. Let's get it. Yo, what up, Ebenisha, man? Callie in the building. What up? What up?
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Digging in the scene on the gangster lean, boo-boo.
Boo-boo. You know that's my part.
For real, girl. So what's up with you? How the weather out there in Cali, man?
Girl, it's raining. It is raining. Wow. Cats and dogs, yes.
Hey, that's why I'm glad
you're
on.
And you know what
like
happens in Cali when it's, yeah, definitely. And when it rains in California, there's a lot of things that happens to go on. People who stand by the beach and they have that foundation, the rain, it can't handle it. So they have to go out and get those sandbags and, you know, make sure the shore doesn't overflow and, you know, there's floods and, you know, there's all
right.
kinds of things that's going on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so we just don't, you know, take a minute and just pray for, first we got to pray for Haiti. We know about the earthquake that just came again, a 6.1.
Well,
so we just definitely keeping them in our prayers. And I want to speak on that. And then also we're going to pray for these people that's out in California as well that, you know, have to go out and do some extra work to make sure they don't lose their house due to a flood. So
Definitely. We never lied about that
natural
one.
Natural disasters is on the move, definitely.
It's not a game. We're going to talk about on Street Queens, the movement also, you know what I'm saying? Our show, we always, you know, with our sisterhood of ladies, we're going to be talking about some real issues. We're going to talk about next week on Street Queens Movement tomorrow, 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about, like, what would you do if a natural disaster happened? Like, you got a survival bag?
Do you know how to survive out there? Like, what exactly would you do if a natural disaster happened? And we want to speak more on Haiti and the situation. Where exactly are these funds going to? And even if you do raise funds, where exactly, who do you know to take the funds to? This Haiti situation is really getting out of hand. I woke up this morning and I was highly pissed off because these people need to be evacuated out of Haiti right now. I don't care what country it is. They need to evacuate them people. If they got hit again, 6.1, and the other one was 7.2, these people are injured already. They're only pulling out Americans. They already said they was pulling out just Americans. They pulling out the people from the UN. They pulling out the prime minister and all that. You got people coming out that had no scratches and came back to America. So you going to tell me they don't have all this sensitive, equipment, that they can't use to go over there? They was warned about the earthquake. I honestly believe a theory that they were warned. I don't think they told the people. You know, it's always divide and conquer. It's over the rich, versus the poor. And they always going to have the poor, suffering. You got babies out there. That's what hurts me the most.
Exactly.
These people
are
out here suffering and going through it right now.
Exactly.
If you want to comment on a hidden situation with me and Ebenisha Wright calling right now, we got a caller right now from the 240-421 live in the building from the DMV. We about to bring you on the line. State your name and where you from. Peace.
How you doing? This is Sharina, a.k.a. Dark Child. How are you, Miss Slutchy?
I'm representing, from the DMV, of course, one half of Miscellaneous. How are you and your blog talk? How's everything? We're showing our love. Me and my sister Jasmine, we're showing our love. We're up here listening to you guys and, calling in for the first time to kind of get a peek and see what's what.
Yeah, that's
what's
up. How you doing?
Yeah. How are you? I'm fine.
I'm good.
For all of y'all that don't know, man, I told y'all I came in the game rapping and everything and doing shows. And you know what? For y'all that don't know, this was my rap partner right here, my Ace Boom Cool right here.
Yeah.
Her name was Dark Child before your man had the name Jock Child. So, her name was Dark Child, and my name was Vortex, and together combined, we were the Power Force Miscellaneous.
So we
used to run back together and stuff, I don't know. We might do a comeback. I don't know.
Off top, do a comeback. Yeah.
We're here. Checking you guys out, showing love.
Of course.
How do you feel about the Haiti situation, Sharina?
I am very devastated. I actually heard a little bit from the last time you guys were talking about it, just devastated when I heard it this morning leaving out. I was
more sad and just the fact that, they got hit with another one. And I agree, it needs to be a whole lot of evacuation.
You were kind of sounding kind of muffled there. I don't know what happened.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? I said I agree. There needs to be a whole lot of evacuation going on. But I know it's so much of a catastrophe that they're dealing with, and I was just just really saddened when I heard it this morning. Another one hit, and we have to come together and try to help as much as we can. I know I donated what I could, and actually a friend of mine in the military, she's on orders to go down there, to help out. So we just got to come together and we got to pray and keep the faith. Number one, because it's hitting us all, But, we just got to maintain, and it's been our prayers, and do what we can, even here in the U.S., do what we can and not take life for granted, because it's hitting us on all different areas. Like you said, in California, you guys are getting floods, and that's, unusual, in Texas, they're getting snow, just the craziest things are happening now. So just trying to maintain.
Definitely. Trying to maintain, man. I appreciate you, I had to pull teeth just to get her to call in my show,
I didn't know anything about what I had to do, so now I know how to get on and what to do, so I'm good.
All right. Hey, we're going to have you calling again so y'all can cipher.
Yeah.
Call in on Friday. Friday so we can hear you and Lush do it how y'all used to get it done.
Yes, ma'am.
So, We definitely appreciate you, Jazzy. What's up? I know you all grown and everything now. I ain't seen you since you was, you know what I'm saying, you was a little one. She all grown, going to college and everything. That's what I'm talking about.
How you doing, Mo?
Hi, Jazzy. What's up with you, man?
Nothing.
How old are you now, Jazzy?
18.
You 18? Wow. You all grown now, girl. Shoot, I'm old.
Yep.
Jasmine.
Yeah,
Jasmine, what you studying in college right now?
I'm studying podology.
That's what's up, man. For the people that, you know, kind of slow out there, let them know what that is.
It's the study of children growth and development.
Okay, that's what's up. Go ahead, girl. Watch out now.
Okay, we got some. We got it. We got one of them for the children.
Yeah.
For real. Definitely.
That's what's up.
You know, the children is the future, so we
got
to get
together. Yep. Definitely. I love children, so I decided to study that.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm proud of you, Jasmine. Jasmine, how you feel about the Haiti situation, Jazzy?
I think it's terrible. And it happened again, which is making it more terrible. And I just pray for all of them.
That's what's up. I mean, that's what we can do, man. That's what we can do. I'm proud of you, Jasmine.
Thank you so much.
Yo, we love y'all, man. That's what it is, man. Serena and Jasmine representing DMV. Y'all know what it is. You know
okay.
What I'm saying? Stay on the line with us. Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? We live in the building, you know what I'm saying, with the wonderful Ebenesha. Ebenesha, you got some shout-outs and everything, you know what I'm saying, before, you know what I mean?
Yes. I have some shout-outs. I do. Because I'm actually, you know, with all this stuff that's going on in Haiti, and I was thinking, you know, I wasn't hearing any buzz in San Diego where I'm actually at or a whole lot of buzz from L.A. So I was just like, instead of me just thinking about it, let me put some action into my thoughts. So I want to shout out to the people that I'm working with to start a benefit event for to raise money for Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Victims, and I want to shout out to my my main person, John Red, and Living Good Management.
Mm-hmm.
I hollered at also Trent Revere. I am the one, Mr. Yee. Miss Jenilyn from Jocelyn, I'm sorry, San Diego, Cleveland James 1.
Mm-hmm.
I am Tommy Redding, Yellow Negro, Tony Baker Comedy, The Real K-Dub, and the UE Club. So I want to definitely shout out all of them for actually, you know what I'm saying, I want to take action into what's going on right now. And DJ Truth gave me some information for a website where hip-hop is actually trying to help out. So I'm going to go to this website and see
definitely.
Who's willing to also. Let me get that website out. I'm
is
sorry?
Is that the caucus? Is that the hip-hop caucus?
Let me look.
Cause I was on a powerful phone call the other day with David Banner, Amarosa, and some Congresswoman and MC Light, and they were actually talking about, you know, how they can assist with the relief.
We missed. That was a phone call that was yesterday actually, but the website is www.hiphophelpshaiti.org. So that is the website. Definitely, that I'm going to hit up and find out who's actually, you know, want to come in and volunteer, you know, their services to also benefit Haiti. So that's what I'm working on out on the West Coast. So those are my shout-outs.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm always proud of Ebony when she's doing those positive things. And she's a grinder, man. I respect her grind for real. And I employ everybody to join that site. They got some powerful moves out there. How do you feel about the accusations about them talking about Wyclef, you know, trying to take the money and all that and stuff like that? Like, I mean, you know, how you feel about that situation, Ebony?
Well, here's the thing. I know that's a lie because Wyclef reps Haiti all day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is he's also the ambassador of Haiti. So why would he try and – if he's a Haitian – why would he do something instead of helping his people to try to hurt his people? So that's just a bunch of hoopla. I think that's the reason why people just really want to make other people think that it's better to give to the Red Cross Foundation. But here's the thing, and this was also made aware to people who didn't know. When you're giving by the text for the cell phone, you're thinking that's like an instant, you know, that's something that's an instant, and it's not. It's actually going to take like 3 months for the money to get there. But what's happening is when you give it to the people for the Red Cross, Red Cross already has funds. So what they're doing is they're giving the funds, and once you donate your money back to the Red Cross and with the $10 or what have you, after the 3 months, Red Cross is going to take the money that they initially gave back so they can, you know, make sure that their bank is full, and then I'm supposing they're going to just give the rest. But, you know, whenever you're giving money or some type of foundation, there's always crooks and something. So we just got to pray about the situation and make sure that the right hands, you know, the blessed hands, the right hands, people that are going to do what they're supposed to be doing with the money is going to be doing it. So, I mean, people should just be on their knees just praying for this whole situation. And, you know, I'm really tired of people talking about it don't have nothing to do with me. It does have something to do with you because you could be in that same exact situation. I think that the world is just coming to a whole other different, you know, it's a whole other different atmosphere. It's snowing in Florida. I mean, we would never think that it would snow in Florida. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's cold in California. We're normally outside with our, you know, our tank tops on, shorts, flip-flops, you know, around this time. We basically don't have a winter. So it's actually like 40-something degrees outside. I mean, to California, that's cold. To other people that's in below zero, it's nothing. But the same token is that we need to just wake up. We really, really need to just wake up, and we need to really pay attention to what's going on, and we need to, when the Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself, you don't mean your next door neighbor. You know what I'm saying? That's basically, you love the person as if it was your neighbor, because the same situation could be going on with you, and you might need that help from that person that you extended your help to. So,
and that's the real talk right there. That's why, you know, everything we do with, you know, the Street Queens, the movement, everybody that's doing different organizations. And this is my thing, like, it's all good to have a 501c3. It's all good. But remember, you know, the government has regulation on who you help and who you don't help. You know what I'm saying? Just like this situation with Haiti. I'm tired of all these freaking same pictures they keep showing. They ain't showing the people that's inside. They got the people on the outskirts.
Outside,
you know what I'm saying? Outside. You got people that's still buried under there. You got dead kids over there. I'm ex-military. I even talk with an ex-military media journalist, okay? Cameras going to show you what they want to show you, all right? Point blank.
Right.
All right, these people is dying. Them supplies ain't never got to them people. Them people going to sit there and say, yo, this, that, and the third. I'm ex-military. They could parachute that stuff in there, yo. They did it in our back. They did it in other countries. They can parachute that stuff with soldiers, or they can bring down cranes. They need to evacuate them people right now. It's hot over there. They got open wounds. They infected. You got babies dying over there. It's ridiculous. You know what they're doing? They're playing politics right now. They're pulling out Americans. They're pulling out people from the UN. They're pulling out the rich people. They ain't pulling out them Haitians out there. They ain't pulling out them Haitian people out there. Red Cross, I'm an ex-soldier. They ain't helped me when I was a soldier. They ain't helped no soldiers when they was in Iraq. Red Cross don't help people, okay? I don't care what no Red Cross got funds, okay?
Yes.
Why would you sit there and talk about Wyclef when this dude was the first person? He's like the like an ambassador for Haiti. This dude was giving Haiti money before anybody even thought or breath a word about Haiti, dog. They already was living off of like 2 cents or so, $2 or so. Like, come on now. Who was everybody at before? Like, these America owes them because in the Louisiana Purchase, they helped the Americans, so the French wouldn't invade, dog. Like, I mean, and the Creole, and they are original African people, dog. Like, freaking Creole that's in Sierra Leone and Creole that's in Louisiana. A lot of the descendants from Louisiana is from Haiti. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are our people. Like, we can't sit here and wait for somebody else to help our people. We need to help our people. I woke up, I was pissed the fuck off. Excuse my language. I was pissed the fuck off. They know damn well they can evacuate them motherfuckers. They can evacuate them people right now, but they playing politics. Oh, these corporate American people, they raising this money. Real talk, all these different foundations, I don't knock people for doing the fundraising. I don't knock y'all. But make sure that money, even if you do raise the money, are you saving it so you can buy stuff and have an actual Haitian person that can go in there and speak the language to distribute this stuff and have teams of people? What are you doing to organize in order to get them things to them people? Them people need to get out of there right now. I don't care. I hope somebody's listening to me right now. They need to get out there right now. I ain't playing no game. You know what I'm saying? They need to get out right now. It's crazy. And people don't know the earth, like, you know what I mean? Shout out to T-Bird, you know what I'm saying? And Sky High ENT with two Y's, man. Like he said, man, the earth is moving right now, son. Mm-hmm. The earth is moving and aligning right now as we speak. They ain't telling us about it. The earth is moving right now. It's real retarded right now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all this stuff right here, like, all these, like, the zygous, everything, like, it's a whole bunch of stuff. New World Order, everything. All this stuff is, like, you know, they got all kinds of equipment to let you know if it's an uptick, you know what I'm saying? And it's evident that these things are gone. This ain't the last joint that's going to happen, dog.
Exactly.
Watch for it.
That's why
watch
people
for
need
it.
To be, exactly.
Watch for it. Watch
exactly.
for it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Only thing you can do is be prepared for the situation. Yo, I employ everybody to get their start making them a survival bag. Real talk. Like, we so drained in our mindset that, you know what I'm saying, that we don't even know, you know what I'm saying, if we lost our phone today. You know, back in the day when we had rotary phones, we would remember numbers and everything. If we lost our phone today, we couldn't call nobody, son. We so brainwashed right now, we can't remember nothing, son. We would be dead.
And that is the truth because, you know, I had that situation happen to me last week. And I left it in one of my brother's cars, but I couldn't even call him. I couldn't call him, ask him where my phone was. If I left it in his car, I couldn't call his wife. I didn't know anybody's number that was going to be of any benefit to me of where I left my phone at all. And I was like, that is ridiculous. So I'm going back to the basics. I have me an address book. I'm writing down everybody's number and my cell phone because, you know, sometimes your phone blanks out. It's a computer. It's a mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always going to work for you. You need to go back. We need to go back to the basics.
For real. We've lost,
Learn the new.
Lost all of that.
Exactly. Learn the new, but make sure that you can maintain the basics.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Never forget the basics. Like, a lot of people laugh about the boys and birds, boys and girls, like the freaking Girl Scouts. But, yo, they teach you survival stuff, dog. For real. Like, our kids need to know how to survive on any situation, for real. Our kids, don't, they so, they iPods, this, that, and the third. Like, I mean, we need to go back to learning survival skills, for real. Like, if all of these, like right now, blog to all this stuff, everything that we had, was wiped out right now. Do we got two-way radios? Do we got anything? Do we got batteries? Do we got lights? Do we got a compass? Do we even know how to use a compass? Do we know how to make a light, like make, you know what I'm saying, freaking fire with freaking sticks and stuff? Like, do we know how to do
right.
all that? But like
right.
I said, man, this is some real situation that's going down. But like I said, back to the situation with Haiti, DJ Lazy K and Dante Hawkins got a release song for Haiti. It's a hot joint, you know what I'm saying? We're going to play that joint in a second. Like I said, long overdue. We got the first female street sweeper, one of the hottest females, you know what I'm saying, in the world, you know what I'm saying, that's doing her thing with the mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with French Montana, the whole crew, Max B and everything. You know what I'm saying? The original of Murder Mommies, the real Murder Mommy, the real go-getter, the real boss, DJ Lady K, Lazy K. DJ Lazy K will be live in the building, yo. And my man, Money Matt for Stop Beef and Radio. But we want to go to the line and see if this is the wonderful DJ Lazy K. I'm praying. I'm crossing my fingers.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
That's me.
DJ
Lazy K on the air, baby. What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, DJ Lazy K?
I'm sorry, everybody, for keeping y'all waiting, but I had class. As you know, I have a DJ program in Newark, and I teach kids that get in trouble and want to hang out in the streets. You know, I teach them how to DJ, keep them out of trouble. So I was in class
up.
Just
That's
now.
What's up, man?
Definitely appreciate you for doing that stuff for the kids, man. We definitely need it. Get you again to talk about. We're going to talk about the kids' situation too, man. We got to give you a Lush Radio welcome, man. Y'all don't know who this is. This is DJ Lazy K, baby. I'm
hello.
Like,
hello. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. DJ Lazy, can I bow down real quick?
Right, y'all. I see you're having a lot of fun with it, but that's good. Now, thank you for all the compliments. It's only about work, so, you know, it's an everyday thing over here. You know, I'm just trying to keep that good music flowing in the streets. You know how that is.
I got my beautiful co-host, Ebony, live in the building.
What's up, Ebony?
How you doing, DJ Lady K? I just wanted to say that not only are you, you know, giving these kids skills, but you also teach them how to be entrepreneurs. Because
yes,
with that DJ business, you can go in and start making their own money instead of being on the street. So
yes.
I really appreciate you for that one.
No doubt.
Before we get into it, DJ Lazy K, you got some shout-outs and stuff like that you want to go ahead and get in?
Just calling in, you know, let everybody know that, you know, I still support the new song that I have right now with Dante Hawkins. You know, that's a tribute to Haiti. I think it's a very touchful song. You know, I think the lyrics is very appropriate and very, you know, with a strong message. And if you hear the song, this goes out to all my DJs. We made an a cappella version. There's really no music behind it because I want the DJs out there to do their own mix with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want DJs to grab that song and put their own beat to it. And you know, whatever sounds good out there, whatever's high, you can hit me on the emails or hit me on Twitter. And if that mix is right, it will be featured on my next mixtape, you know, remixed by such and such DJ, whoever's the, you know, got the best sound. So that's what I got going on to try to keep that music alive. And, you know, just, you know, sad situation, and we all got to move on from that. And I just wanted to thank everybody for supporting that song right there. So, you know, thank you, ladies, and thank you, listeners, for that.
Definitely. We definitely going to play that song in a quick second and everything. DJ Lazy K, man, you know, two questions for you. Everybody is like, you know, DJ Lazy K, is she from London? Is she Puerto Rican? You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know, man, what the deal is, man, because,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
I was definitely, my background is definitely Spanish and French. You know, I was my family traveled all around the world since a very young age. But I speak three languages. I speak Spanish, I speak French, and then I speak English. So that's why you got a very mixed accent. You can't tell where I'm from. But I was, you know, I was raised in Spain, in Madrid. Then I did 2 years of school. My parents divorced or separated, and I ended up with my mother in Switzerland, and they speak French over there. So I learned French for 2 years. And then when I was 16 years old, I moved to New York, to Brooklyn, and that's where I learned my English at 16. So you can imagine I had the Spanish and the French, and then I had to learn the English. So boom, on top of that, I was hardly in school. I was more in the streets and trying to find out what was up with the music. So instead of learning the real English, I learned the slang English. So you can imagine the confusion in my brain.
So that's why
I have this crazy accent, but, you know, it's all love. You know how it goes. If you have to learn a new language at the age of 16, you know, you can imagine the rest of that. Plus learn how to DJ, plus learn the streets, plus learn the industry. You know, plus on top of that, you got to be a lady, a woman, and, you know, it's kind of tough to do that and trying to handle business.
So, you know, I've just been blessed with the good people around me that help me and push me to do what I do. So, you know,
that's what it is. How did you get started into, you know, DJing and just being the monster that you are on the turntables?
Because of the determination. You know, I always get, you know, when somebody trying to knock me down or trying to tell me, no, you can't do it, that's when my determination kicks in. And it's this energy that comes from the inside of my heart, I guess, that just made me just go hard. If I have to stay up all night and come out with the hottest mixtape or stay up all night and just, you know what I'm saying, trying to brainstorm and think, how can I put my plan together or how can I, you know, let people know that I'm for real, that I am talented and I know what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, though? So it's determination. When you want to show something, it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. You just got to keep at it until you do it. So that's what the energy comes from that.
The DJs are mostly male-dominated. So how did that, was there, like, conflicts once you got better than your teacher or, you know what I'm saying, like,
Well, nobody really taught me, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a great thing that I am here to teach other people how to DJ right now, because nobody really taught me. But the situation, RIP to Rock Raider, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Rock Raider, was a great DJ that just, you know, passed away not too long ago.
Yes,
he was down with the X-Men, you know, so he was not my teacher, but it was a thing that we used to do back in the days, like every Saturday or every Friday night or every Wednesday, forget it, almost every day. We used to get together and then just hang out in the crib and just, you know, keep scratching records and taking turns with each other. And I would sit there and watch Rock Raider or watch DJ Sinister, watch all these great DJs today. You know, just watch them. I just watch, and then I will just go behind them and, okay, let me get on now. And I take my turn, and then I try to imitate or just come out with my own style. But we will do this every day. You know how every day you do something after a year or 2 years or 3 years of doing this every day? Boom.
Yeah.
You're the greatest.
Definitely.
All right. And like I said, I've been blessed with those type of people that were actually good at it and they were going at it, and I was able to be around that. If not, I will listen to records, and DJs will scratch on top of the records, and I will try to imitate that scratch and learn from that, too. But, you know, it was a long time ago now.
So, I mean, they call you the originator of the Murder Mommies. You call yourself the Murder Mommy, which I think you are the Murder Mommy because you murder in the streets.
Yeah, it's confusion with that. It's confusion with that because actually it's something that I'm not really pushing right now, but it's still girls out there who were part of that movement who just dwell on that, who live off of that. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't really, you know. It's not that I created it. It's just that basically it was a crew of chicks that were hanging out at this club that I knew the DJ off, and the DJ, you know, saw us hanging out together in the club, and basically he just started giving us a nickname and giving us shout-outs, like, yeah, shout-outs to the Murder Mommies, you know, we're in the dance of the Murder Net, but we were just dancing, being nice at what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, Murder Mommies, I like that name right there. It's going to be Lazy K and the Murder Mommies, so my Murder Mommies going to be my crew of girls, and I go to the clubs, and I DJ, I got my crew of chicks that's out there promoting me, you know what I'm saying, or dancing, or passing flyers or something. And then after that, I started a buzz with the Murder Mommies. Then I started receiving calls from female rappers. Like, yo, Lazy K, this is Remy. Yo, I like what you do over there with the Murder Mommies. I was like, Remy, why don't you come out to one of my parties and see what we do? So, you know, Remy Martin came down, and she saw that I was rocking the party. She was having a good time, and, you know, people were showing the love. We was conducting, you know, different businesses through my circuit. And then, you know, next thing you know, Rod Digger calling, like, yo, Lazy Digger, yo, what up? And, you know, so Rod Digger, get down with the Murder Mommies. Boom. So that went down like that.
Yeah.
And then from there on, then Shauna from Disturbing the Peace, she saw an ad of me at a Don Diva magazine, and she called into, yo, Lazy K, I like that look of you. You're very street and pretty and this and that. You killing it. I was like, yeah, girl, it's the Murder Mommies. And then she was like, all right. So that's how we started that whole thing. But as you know, and time went by, then chicks started having problems. Remy wanted to beef with this other girl, and this other girl wanted to beef with the other girl. Next thing you know, it's like, you know what? I have to concentrate on Lazy K because this is, we're not ready for this. We're just not ready for it.
Right, right.
So I did the company. Yeah, so you see, Remy had got in trouble. She ended up going to jail, and Radiga just doing her thing. I think she moved to L.A. or something, or she came back. You know, so everybody kind of took their own turn. I ended up working with Max B and, you know, focusing on my company because that's what I do, Lazy K Productions, now as a company. Mm-hmm. And I develop artists. And, you know, things happen in this world. You know, Max B ended up going to jail, too. So, you know, you just got to keep that music coming out. So now, you know, I'm working with Dante. You know, he has a new flavor, new R&B flavor. He's sick with it. So, you know, we're gonna keep doing what we're doing here. You got French Montana. You also know he's doing his thing with Akon. Mm-hmm. Then I also have Frenchie from So Icy Entertainment. You know, he's now with Gucci and Waka Flocka, you know, but still, you know, there's things going on with that, too. So,
yeah.
Waka Flocka just got shot.
Yeah,
too.
So, you see, man, this is real serious business. You got to try to keep the music, and then you got to keep trying to keep your ass alive. You know what you're
exactly.
doing.
I'm still survivor.
Not to be funny, but it's just like really, sometimes I wonder, like, wow, how am I in this? How can I do this? How can I be where I am and do what I do? And all these people, you know what I'm saying, they go through different life changes. You see, my XB got 75 years in jail. That's like heartbroken.
Yeah.
On top of that, all
Max
my kids are thirsty for more Max B. There is no, you know, a certain amount of Max B music that's out right now, plus a little couple of exclusive Jones is not out after that. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Yo, free Max B, man, for real, man. This is crazy right there, yo. But, like, you know what, God is definitely blessing you right now, man, for real, because, you know, when surrounded with all that craziness, you know what I'm saying, you still blessed, you know what I'm saying, because, yo, I was watching your video on YouTube, yo, you be going in the hood, yo, with the mixtapes. You don't care, you go in the hood. Yo,
but see, I'm from the hood. That's the difference. When I came to New York, I didn't come here to no Madison Avenue. I ended up in the hood in Brooklyn on Ocean Avenue somewhere over there with the Jamaicans. Then I end up, you know, then from there I end up in the projects. I have a lifestyle that I lived through that I have to do. So I'm from the street, basically. All my best friends are criminals and murderers.
Yo, that's what it is. But you a boss.
They my people. They love me. You know what I'm saying? No, they make sure I'm good. So it's nothing else I can't say or do. I just got to keep myself out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? And trying to guide everybody that's around me, bring positivity and try to change. This is why I'm trying to make a change in this. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is hip-hop. It's always been gangsta. It's always been about the streets. It is what it is. But it doesn't mean that you got to... It doesn't mean that you got to live up to that. It is also a business. People got to understand this is a street side and it's a business. It's people who's getting rich out of hip-hop music out there. I'm trying to get it where they're at because I got the knowledge to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's real talk.
You know.
You talk a lot about that, man. DJ Lazy K, you know what I'm saying? We got Street Queens, the movement. Me and Ebenezer, it's a foundation I started. We're ladies that are bosses in whatever entity that they do, and we give to the community and do different things for, you know what I'm saying, kids and stuff like that. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm just proud of everything that you're doing, you know what I mean, because you're a very positive female, you know, and you're a role model to a lot of females, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to, you know, get into the industry. I'm, like, very proud of you. And I, like I said, I'm bowing down to you right now, man. You a guru, man, for real.
Definitely.
I hear that. I'm a guru.
Yeah.
I like the way you just put that. But no, I feel you, you know. I feel you, and I understand what you're saying. But then, you know, at the end of the day, we still got to keep going. You know what I'm saying? You know, we still got to keep reaching out and keep helping. And honestly, one thing that I learned. Is that the more help, the more people I help to get on in the business, or the more people I show how to be a great in their music, or put them on my mixtapes, or put them on my videos, or even just talk to them. It's like I feel like it helps me be a better person. You know what I'm saying? It helps my company. Say, for instance, if I make more people successful, of course they're going to talk about me. So that makes me more successful. So the key in it is to help, to be patient and help. That's the key of success. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people always trying to jump on top of each other to get to the top, but little do they know it's a longer way like that.
Definitely. You got to run.
When you're helping and you're helping other people get on, next thing you know, wait, I'm on already. Hey, how did this happen? You know what I'm saying? And it's good. It's good that way. But, ladies, you know, we got to unite a little better. That's one thing I got to say.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how we do it, but
Queens, the movement definitely is about
it.
You know,
I will lie to you now. It's easy for me to work with males than it is with women. I don't know for some reason. That's why. That's probably why we got it so hard, because we are hard to deal with.
Hey,
my man tell me that every day. Oh man, you're so hard to deal with. Like I can't imagine. You know what I'm saying?
But ladies. A lot of ladies are catty. That's why I started the foundation, and I got a lot of strong. And shout out to E2K Magazine. I know she did an interview.
Shout out to Emma and everybody over there, for sure.
Yeah, Emma is my strong right hand, A Spoon Coon right there. And, you know what I'm saying, she's part of Street Queens, the movement. And I got a couple of other young ladies, Ebony, who's live on the line with us. Also another Latin mommy that's out in Florida, Natalia, Colombian princess. I knew people were catty, but, you know, I was like, yo, you being a leader of the Murder Molly situation, I understand what you went through, because I had to go through situations where I had to let some people go. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Some people like the party when the party's happening, but they don't want to go out when you got to get in the streets and help the community. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know, situations happen. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm proud of you. And if we extend our hand, whatever Street Queens, the movement, can do to help you, you know what I'm saying?
Same thing here.
You know, it's whatever, man. You know, I'm united. We got other female united organizations that we try to, you know, collab with, you know, to try to support, because, you know, women need to support each other for real. And I'm sorry y'all men out there, but sometimes women grind harder than y'all, all right?
No, women, we got a different.
And then Lacey.
We work a different way, though. Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll,
I got a question for you. Dealing with the kids, okay, for people who are listening on the show who have kids that, you know, that are in the area, how are they able to get in touch with you? Like, what's your information?
Well, I work in the Newark area. That's in New Jersey. You know, like, that's, I'm in the, actually in the central ward part of Newark. That's actually one of the worst sections in Newark, where there was a lot of crime rates back in the day. So now through the Boys and Girls Club, we're creating this program called Turning the Tables on Violence. And I'm probably going to put some YouTube videos coming up soon so everybody can reach me out. So basically, they probably can find it through Twitter or through YouTube. I'll probably put some information there for certain people in the area, actually. It's only in Newark right now. We'd love to have this all around the world, but I just started this program about a year and a half. So I just recently, this 2 years, I taught the kids how to DJ, so now I got a product. Now I got an example. Now I can film this kid DJing and then probably show other DJs that look what they did. And then, you know, there's a kids that were almost going to jail, juvenile detention, things like that. And then we made a program like, okay, well, these kids like music. They like Max. They like things that I do. Maybe I can be a role model for them. And we're still cool. We still got swagger, but we're trying to keep our ass out of jail. This is what we're doing.
Right.
So through the music and through what I do, they come through class, and they, you know, once they in here, they be like, wow, this is fun. You know, like, okay, it's not a school, but it's still a facility. It's called the Boys and Girls Club, so, you know, but it's after school program. So we keep this from like 4 to 8. So around them hours, it's boring in the street. They can come in here and hang out with Lazy K, you know what I'm saying? You know? And I kind of donate my time to that. And at the same time, the organization is always make sure that, you know, that I'm okay too, so.
Definitely.
Hopefully once I make this popular, maybe we can do something. And I teach the kids how to make money too. Like, look, you don't have to sell crack or drugs, make a CD and go sell it.
So,
I try to find another way to make that work.
Yeah.
So
we
everybody
got street queens. We got street queens in Jersey and stuff too, so like whatever you need, you know what I'm saying? All at us. We definitely, yo, shout out to Murder too and Sky High Ian. You know what I'm saying, for real.
Yeah, everybody. Well, ladies, y'all have a good, you know, radio evening. Thank you for reaching out to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or anything that y'all need, let me know. And I'm going to keep sending y'all some flavor, some music over there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can keep that wave going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so wavy over here. Hey, Kay, just real quick, tell them how they can get in contact. If they want to submit music or anything, how can we get in contact with you? I know you got
Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And I usually post everything that I do in there. So, you know, if other than that, just, you know, send me a message, you know. I got so many different emails. I guess that's the best way, through Twitter. Yeah, follow me on Twitter.
We're going to go ahead and play that Dante Hawkins joint, DJ Lazy K, the Haiti song. And you already know we love you, DJ Lazy K, for real, man.
Ladies, thank you, everybody over there. And, you know, hope you enjoy this.
Hey there,
brother. Let me know what you need.
People are dying. Hey there, Father, where is your son? Hey there, Mother, oh Mama, hear the baby crying. We all need somebody to lean on. But the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one. I came here to tell ya,
no matter what
you're
going to, no matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to, the nation is one. They're still killing over in Iran. They're still building nuclear weapons over in China. They're still worried about a bomb in New York. We all need somebody. Somebody to lean on. Cause the nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. I came here to tell ya. No matter what you're
going
to, no matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to,
the nation is one.
No matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going to,
the nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one. The nation is one.
You already heard that right there. That's from Dante Hawkins and DJ Lazy K right there. So we shouting out to all y'all DJs. Whoever can mix it the best, DJ Lazy K is going to put it on her new mixtape. So that's an opportunity. Y'all already know that she go hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying, and she got a strong following. So if you can mix that song, any DJs that need that song, hit me up. CEOLustRadioOnline@gmail.com. CEOLustRadioOnline@gmail.com. Whoever can mix that joint, she's going to put it on her new mixtape. DJ, shout out to DJ Lazy K. She was just with us. Like I said, we're going to have Money Matt from Stop Beefing Radio. You know what I'm saying? Get at DJ Lazy K, at DJ Lazy K on Twitter. They get back at you, you know what I'm saying? The whole team get back at you. She get back at you as soon as possible. So get at her on the Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you about business, though. Don't be coming and be hawking around, no crazy stuff. Make sure you be about business. We going back to the line with my beautiful co-host, the one and only Ebenisha, live in the building. And we also going to have Future Guru live in the building. Our other co-host live from the Jersey area. We got a caller from the 718. You're live in the building on Lust Radio Online. What's happening? Shout out to Mike Bully.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what up? 718.
What up? Yeah, what up, what up? It's your boy Fresh, Lazy K Productions, A&R right here. Now, I mean, just letting y'all know, there's another email y'all can reach if y'all trying to send music or underground artists. We got the Streets Unsigned, Street Treats DVD coming out for all the underground artists trying to be heard. All right.
What is that?
That's Street Treats. Street Treats, that's a DVD. That's Lazy K. Now, I mean, we got Street Treats DVD, Streets Unsigned version. Like, for the underground artists that's trying to be heard out there, that's another way y'all can contact us. I'm the A&R for Lazy K Productions. You know?
That's what's up, man.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter at is at Fresh South QNS, the abbreviation for Queens. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you said it's Fresh or French?
Fresh.
Okay, Fresh.
Yeah, Fresh South QNS, abbreviation for Queens. You know what I mean? So y'all hit me on Twitter, and we could take it from there. And I give y'all my email, my number, or whatever, and we keep in contact.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what's up.
Good luck to y'all. Remember, Lazy K Productions, man, 2010. This our year, baby.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, fam, for real. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. I don't know. He gave out the email, right? I know he gave the Twitter and everything. And stuff.
Yeah, it's two different emails.
Give them the email again, fam.
Well, that's the Twitter I gave y'all, but the email is Fresh. The email you can email at me at fresh718southqns@aim.com. That's my email and shit. So, you know.
Okay.
Looking, y'all.
718southqns.com.
Yeah, at aim.com. Aim, yeah, that shit. So, y'all hit me on that, and we take it from there.
That's what it's up, man. I appreciate you, man. That's a good look right there, man. We got Future Guru live in the building. We got the A&R, you know what I'm saying, from Lazy K Productions live in the building. You already know what it is.
You already know. Your boy Fresh signing out.
Lushy Lush.
Okay.
What all up, man?
Right. Hey, I didn't even know I was on. I was trying to see if it was all a go. I was waiting for the green light that I'd be plugged in. Shout out to everybody listening. I was taking care of things out there, and I just heard the Lazy K interview, and I just want to say congratulations to Lush, and I want to shout out to Fresh QNS that just joined us. For the most part, I can appreciate him joining us as an A&R because that's what we're trying to bring to the show, more cats like him. So whoever's listening tonight, please we always encourage that you get your pen and pad, or you really going to miss where you need to be, like it's for this meeting. We having a meeting right now, so we got
a lot of listeners. Okay.
Well, the first thing that we should know is that my man just gave up the Twitter, and it's at Fresh QNS.
Fresh South QNS,
abbreviation for Queens, QNS. And keep it real, we just got Lazy K on the line, and that was like a blessing for the show, the blessing for our year. He just told you that like this day year, we feel like Lush Radio Online, this is our year also. So I'm shout out my co-host tonight, Ebenisha and Lushy Lush is really getting it in, and we having some great shows. So that's why we don't want people to miss it. For the most part, when you on, we're going to be blogging our shows and letting people know about our show. So we appreciate you right now. That's why we want to say that this call ain't over. We make sure that whoever's listening, they get an idea. If they missed it, they can still hear Lazy K talk about it. And shout out, I'm in Irvington too, fam, so make sure you let Lazy K know that I'm out here with the Sky High Slooties. Shout out to Killer Slootie and T-Bird and French Montana and Cocaine City. So I'm shouting all of that out right now. So I'm right here in Irvington, right here with T-Bird, so you know, if anything is needed for that function at the Boys Club every day on a daily basis, actually a lot of my daughter's activities for jumping double dutch was right there. So I'm already involved in all of that stuff. So that's what I'm saying. That's what a great thing that Lazy's doing right there. We got to shout that out. That's for the youth and for the youth 12 to 18. For my hood, which is Irvington, this is what's needed there. So Lazy K is doing a great thing, and we're going to shout that out and make sure that that's part of the show. This is what we're doing. This is why she was calling number one. The show went off at 6 o'clock, and we got Lazy K on deck. And shout out to Fresh, the A&R. Word up. Appreciate you, fam.
For real. That's real talk right there. And like I said, man, you know what I'm saying, we got two of the hottest hosts, you know what I'm saying, over here,
yeah.
You know, co-hosting with me, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Ebenisha from Cali, Jersey in the building, Future Ghoul 100.
Oh, I got to shout out to Money Matt because he's trying to get the number, so I sent him the number for you, Lushy Lush.
He actually on the line. We about to.
Cause he had me nervous. Okay, all right, batty it up.
Like I said, we got, you know, people dropping jewels. We just had DJ Leslie K. You know what I'm saying? First female street sweeper in the building. You know what I'm saying? The original Murder Mommy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? She go hard in the paint. Lazy K Productions. You know what I'm saying? And it's going hard. 2010, we had the A&R live in the building. Hopefully we can have the A&R again on Friday to come through, you know what I'm saying, to just some of this music. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And,
Shout out to Money L for real. He's Twittering me too, Lust. And that's my man from Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn on the deck. He on deck on the line. He said he about to call in. So we got real people tonight. This is a monumental thing as far as what you done did, Lust. And my people's like, stop beefing radio.com. I mean, it's monumental that we can just put it together so fast and stay on it. You know we're going hard in the paint. The motto for Lust Radio is going hard in the paint. So shout out to Lushy Lush.
Exactly. Definitely. Shout out to Lexi Lush.
We got I don't know if my man dropped off the line, man, Money Matt, because I think he had the 203 number, man. We about to hopefully.
Money Matt probably 317 too. It could be. Okay, you know, I know that's for sure. 317. Money L might be a New York number. We got people on calling them.
Yeah, we got people calling in from all over. But like I said,
yeah.
Man, shout out to Murder. Shout out to Kill Slutty, the whole Sky High. ENT, don't forget Two Wise. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We in the building. Shout out to Haiti, man. You know, pray for Haiti. You already know what it is. I played that Dante, you know what I'm saying, Hawkins situation right there with DJ Lazy K. You know what I'm saying? She said if you a DJ and you can mix that joint right there, that's why I said a cappella. She will put it on her new mixtape. So that's you know,
something.
Opportunity for y'all cats out there if y'all trying to get it in. But like
Make sure you tell them, Les, that we're going to be reaching out to the engineers in any old way before they even get an idea that Blog Talk Radio, Les Radio Online, is bringing engineers to the show. I'm doing my part, and I'm networking, and they coming to the show so we can get things like this popping. So shout out to the new platform that Les is bringing, and we bringing detailed information to y'all, not something you can just play with. This is real stuff that you get your pen and pad for.
You need your pen and pad.
That's right.
Because you being schooled.
Yes. Drop them jewels.
You got a caller from the 347. You're live in the building.
Yep.
On Lush Radio Online. What up, fam?
Yo, man, you already know who it is, man. It's the voice of Brooklyn. I'm in this mall. What's up?
What's good? Who's speaking on that line? Who's that? Who's that? Who's that on our show?
What up with True Son Ali? True Son Ali in the building.
Yeah,
what? Petrified?
What up, man? I've been listening to everybody online, man. It's a good show going on. I said, let me go ahead and call in, man. I couldn't even get through. They had me online. They had me online for like 11 hours and shit. What's good, though? What's good, Lush? What's good, man? What's going on?
What's good? What's good?
That's True Son Ali, the voice of Brooklyn, man. He doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Y'all seen the pictures with him and Lethal Lips. Him and Bash,
yeah.
You already know what he's doing. He doing big things out there. He doing crazy videos. Shout out to all the models. We're going to be recruiting y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be some real things. www.truesonali.com. You already know what it is. He got featured on indiehiphop.net. You already know what it is. We need them comments. You already know what it is, man. Loyalty,
good
Tina.
Look.
I'm saying crazy life. We live
my
in the
theme music.
Grammy music makers over here, man.
Yeah, let it be known that cut is a banger. Shout out to Lush Radio for the premiere. You know, we premiered
that. Yeah, that's what it do, man.
And we like to say and be proud to say that joint because we find that hip hop around here, man. It's real hip hop. They coming to hear us, man.
Hey, yo, fam, stay on the line. I don't know if they stay on the line real quick, because I don't know if I lost my dude in real second. But let me go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, because I got to get Money Matt on the joint, man, before he chop my head off, man, for real.
Money Matt in the house.
You know I need to get Money Matt, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? On the line, man. Money Matt, you know what I'm saying, is one of the dudes I respect in the game. This dude right here, I known this cat when he was dealing with my dude Trip. He had a show on Blog Talk Radio. Yo, shout out to Stop Beefing Radio for throwing Lush Radio on the credits for their commercial they got going on. Money Matt has been grinding hard body in the game. His vision, his movement online is ridiculous right now. You know what I'm saying? He goes hard body in the game. He's a stand-up dude, a good dude. He got connects worldwide, international. He's touching people. This dude right here is a real dude, Money Matt. I respect him to the fullest. He go hard. I love this dude. He like my brother from another mother, even though we don't talk all the time. But he already know that I admire him and respect his grind. And that's why I brought him on this show, so he can come on here and let y'all know what's really going on with Stop Beefing Radio, how they touching the people, how they helping the community, how he giving opportunities. This dude right here is a work of art right here. This dude right here is Money Matt. And I'm hoping this is phone number, this 317 number. Yo, is this Money Matt, 317?
Yeah.
What's popping off with you, Lush?
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
What's
Hello?
Up with you, man? What's
man,
up with
just
you,
grinding, man. I appreciate you letting me on the interview, man. Like I said, I'm truly humbled right now.
Man,
yeah, what up, Money Matt? This is Guru. Glad to have you on the show, man. I just want to say shout out to Money Matt. Yeah, warm welcome.
What's up, Guru? Good to see
you. Go. Nice.
What up, Money Mac? This is Ebenezer. I'm going to send you a welcome to the show as well.
I really appreciate that. Y'all got a great show, and I couldn't even get on for like 5 tries. They said, just call it cool right now.
We popping. It's popping. Let's get the switchboard. It might be banana nanas. It ain't even bananas no more. It's banana nanas. So that's how we do it. And then when we line it up, we got people like, yo, what's up? Why? Where you at? Can't get on. Yo, it might be like that. Yo, I want everybody on my show. Everybody I rock with. Hey, let me say that now.
Definitely. Hey, yo, Money Matt, man, like I said, man, you know, I actually met you through Trip, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You remember Trip, man. That's my dude right there. That's a good stand-up dude. And the whole movement with Stop Beefing Radio was a strong movement. You know what I'm saying? Before we get into it, you go ahead and get your shout-outs, man. I'm just want to say I'm proud of you, man, for real.
Me too.
I appreciate that, man. Well, big shout-out Lush Radio for bringing us on, you know what I mean? Shout-out Future Guru, man. He be going ham for this Twitter campaign for us, man. We definitely appreciate that, you know what I mean?
Early.
Got this little DJ Small situation with 100 Entertainment, you know what I mean? Got this G-Fresh record that just hit MTV and VH1, you know what I mean? Like, Indiana really next, man. So y'all think it's all a whole bunch of corn and country people, man. Here we in here, grimy, lyrical abilities. So, like, Future heard my dude in, too. He's probably the most social conscious rapper there is in the game right now. And I'm challenging people if they want to, you know, say that ain't true.
Well, that's not it. That's how I feel. Real radio, man. Real radio. And you got to listen to Stop Beefing Radio. StopBeefingRadio.com.
If you like new music, you got to come through me because I get it before your favorite DJ. And I mean, I'm getting it straight from the people. And the best thing is it's free to download. So my DJs, you know what I mean? You ain't got to wait for the A&Rs to come your way. You already got it. So break the record.
For real. That's what it is,
real.
Man.
That's real.
Man, and Money Matt is a good dude to know. He's plugged in. The dude's a humble dude. I mean, I love this dude, man. He's so humble. You know how a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they in the industry and they be like real cocky, but Money Matt is not like that. He's a good dude. There's not a lot of good dudes in this game, but he's a good dude. For real.
She speaks the truth. She speaks the truth.
You know what I'm saying? So Money Matt, how did you start the whole thing, you know, the situation with you and St. James and the whole situation going on with Stop Beefing Radio? Like, how did, you know what I'm saying, everything, you know what I'm saying, get linked up? And, you know, when did you say, yo, this is the vision, this is how I'm going to do this, blah, 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 however, you know what I'm saying? How did you decide you wanted to go full force with this?
I mean, honestly, man, it's been a transgression of opportunities. Like, the first thing as an artist or anybody trying to be serious about this game, got to understand, every time you do something, you might not get that outcome you dreamed of. But if you keep, you know, build that resume, I mean, if you want something bad enough, if you want to learn how to be a computer technician, take 2 years and learn it, and you'll do it. So that's how I approach this game. Like, I just live it, you know what I mean? Like, we started out doing DJ Who Kid. This is how real this situation is. I sent DJ Who Kid an email saying, yo, can I help push your music in Indianapolis? You know what I mean? Just on humbug shit. And he responded back. So I started out by booking DJ Who Kid in Las Vegas, you know what I mean, for the anger management tour. So that's all by email. That just lets you know how deadly this, how, you know, anybody can get it. It's just, are you going to work hard for it after you get it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's true.
But with the Saab Ethan, we were doing local shows in Indianapolis called Beauty and the Beats. We were putting artists, we were putting fashion, models, anybody who was in the city who had the dream of being in entertainment, we wanted to create that environment, you know what I mean? So, but that's when, you know, if you give them the opportunity, that's how they get the talent going. But we had a show where not everybody came out, so we were like, man, if everybody just stop beefing and start eating, you can eat, you know what I mean? You can all grow together, you know what I mean? Like, instead of killing that next man beside you, that next man could have been your producer, and you're a rapper, and you could have been somebody greater. So we encouraged the city to, you know, come together and do a mixtape. And, you know what I mean, it got nominated for a Justo just from the grind and the hustle. So.
I'm
proud of you. Yeah, I mean, I got a photographic memory, so I can break the whole situation down from 106 in Park to meeting T.I. to Nelly. I mean, it's just all about staying humble, staying consistent with your grind, and people are going to realize what you do.
I definitely recognize your grind. I know we've been watching each other for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've been watching. That's it.
You know, but I said, you know, I need to get money, Matt. You know, and shout out for, you know, throwing Lush Radio on that commercial situation on the on the back end that I seen on YouTube. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. You know what I'm saying? I gotta throw up a sign and put I love Stop Beefing Radio.
Well, spread it like wildfire.
For real. I wanna go ahead and Ebenisha got a question for you, Money Matt.
Okay.
Ebenisha.
Sorry, I had to unmute. My question for you, Money Mac, is hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I can hear you.
Okay. My question is, as far as when you take the initiative go ahead, oh, dude, regarding, you know, having his music in your area and things like that, and he just basically just gravitated towards that. What was the next thing that, after you booked him, then what was the idea to, let's go ahead and make this some type of business?
Well, basically what happened was, okay, so we got the rights to book him. Now, mind you, we didn't know club owners and stuff like that, but we hit the internet and did something called Club Zone, and it has every club owner, every club promoter on one website, and we created a press pass, and I mean, we did it. We created like a business plan on how to market that. We got DJ Who Kid, you know, after party with 50 and all them, and we just called everybody that, you know, that seemed like they were interested, and got one person to invest in the project. So basically, just not taking the first no, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Like,
I better get y'all pen and paper together.
You know the story of KFC. The dude got 106 no's for the recipe. On the 107th, he got the deal. Most people stop at the 5. So
that's real talk right there. Future Guru, you got a question for Future Guru has a question for Stop Beefing Radio Money Matt. Go ahead, Guru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had to say that. You know, it's a grind that he's on, and I could, you know, definitely tell that he's been in the game grinding for the longest. So I just like wanted to ask about some of the challenges that become for people that want to be entrepreneurs, because I know that we have an entrepreneur show tonight on Wednesday. For people that want to, you know, because we are talking about the infrastructure of the industry. We're not really just talking about who you know in the industry. We actually talking about people who actually make moves in the industry. So
okay.
With that being said, and we're talking about entrepreneurs, what are some of the challenges to have people in the right place and then making a team, like creating a team? Like, because if you don't have a team, you're not really going to get anywhere for your networking to work.
Right. Well, I look at it like this. As an entrepreneur, I mean, you got to get other people to endorse what you do. Like I tell my artists every day that if they want to sell $1 million worth of albums, get out here and sell a million albums for $1 to 1 million people. You know what I mean? You gotta just build. And with the downfalls of entrepreneurship is, like I said, you get a lot of opportunities that you think it's that one. You know what I mean? You can get disheartened, or if things don't come out the way you expected, you know, if you have a show and only 5 people turned in for the first one, you gotta just keep moving forward. Like Stop Beef on Radio started with 1 member. You know, now we had 1 million downloads this year. So stay consistent and really put out your plan and set bigger goals. Like the biggest thing we do is when we started out, we didn't just want to be an artist in Indiana. We didn't want to just be a radio station for Indiana. We wanted to create the first nonprofit radio station in the world for hip-hop and R&B. So if you set your goals really high, eventually, you know, you're going to surpass the goals you would have set before that.
Yes.
That's so tough, I do.
Do things you don't think you can do. Like, do things that you don't. Like I said, I sent an email to Who Kid. Like, how many people would sit down and write a business plan and send it to Trump? You know what I mean? You got to push your boundaries, because you never know what doors get opened just by approaching somebody. Like, if I approach Diddy, he don't know me from Adam and Eve, but I walked up to him, so we got the drop. You know what I mean? You have to be foregoing with your stuff.
I remember that. Wasn't that one when everybody was down at Core DJs?
Yeah, my dude St. James and artist S. Kylie went down to the Core DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And my dude Rapture, you know what I mean, he's from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there, so.
Yeah, I was down there too and everything. That joint was off the hook. It was definitely, it was a good look though. You know, a lot of good contacts and everything. We got some more callers on the line. We want to see if they got any questions for you. Caller from the DMV, Sharina, you got a question for Money Matt? Sharina, you there? 240.
I'm sorry, I was on mute also. I was just listening in. If I have any questions, I know what it comes to. Pretty much just listening, and I'm going to check out some of the websites and some of the Twitter messages that everybody left. But I thank you guys for providing this information and providing people with the knowledge of, you know, entertainment in general.
That's
and thank
up.
You, Leslie Less.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Much love.
It's in the building. That's what it is, man. I don't know if we still got that A&R from DJ Lazy K Productions. I think you might be out there still doing something. Got a lot over there. True Son, you in the building? You got any questions for Money Matt, my dude?
Nah, I'm just listening, you know what I'm saying? Lushy, you know I'm riding with you, man, so the wheels fall off, so I know you got everything covered. Homie definitely put out some good words, and he just got me sitting here listening. My mind always going with them ideas, so you know what it is. I just want to introduce myself, man. I am Truth and Ali, the voice of Brooklyn, man, and I hope to be doing business with you sometime soon, man. That's
hey, True Son. Hey, True Son.
Yo.
Yo, that's Matt, man. This is how we get down with Ibiza, man. You're an artist. Send me your music. Send me your graphics, your bio. I'm going to blast it out for you. 65 countries.
Yo, it's all good. We're gonna have that, Matt. I had that unlocked for you in your email tonight.
Okay. That's what it is.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it, though, bro. For real, man.
That's what it is, man. Stop Beefing Radio is in the building. If y'all know, you better act like you know. We got a caller from the 401. You're live in the building, you know, on Lush Radio Online with you know, my two high hosts, Ebenisha and Future Guru, along with the world famous Money Matt of Scott
yeah.
Beats the Radio. What up, what up, what up, 401, what up? You got any questions?
Oh, yeah, what's good? I want to introduce myself as well. I'm over here representing Lazy K Productions, Rhode Island. I go by the name DJ Echo. I'm out here doing my thing.
What's good, man? What's good? What's up? Guru, this is Future Guru 100. Glad you could join us on the show, bro. I appreciate you, bro.
What's up? Always trying to network to move forward, you know.
We here.
Well, I'm just doing my DJ thing out here. You know, I've been traveling a lot, trying to get the name out across America. You know, I do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I agree with what you said earlier about, you know, you got to have a solid team to really make something happen. But sometimes you got to do things yourself, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to put in the work for you like you do, you know what I'm saying?
That's real talk.
That's real.
Not to have somebody to help, but it's nice to have somebody that you can tell to do something, but a lot of times they don't get it done. So if you can just do it, that's one thing I do. I have people to help, but I can do everything myself too. If it needs to be done right now, then, you know, just knock it out.
I personally cannot sit around and wait for anybody to do my job, you know what I mean? So I do
it. Not everybody wants it as bad as you do, too. That's the other thing about this stuff. You got to realize, like, a lot of people want in, but when you get in, it's not like what you thought. So people might not be able to keep progressing forward. You know what I mean? It gets hard, and this is everyday work and grind, you know?
It's only hard if you let it be hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's real talk right there. We dropping some real jewels tonight. If you don't got your paper and your pad, then you crazy right now, son, because this is real retarded right now. You heard me? Retarded, son, dropping some real jewels right here, man. Shout out to Haiti, man. You already know what it is, man.
Yeah.
Ohana Shop, our sponsors, Ohana Shop. Shout out to, you know, Strictly Blunt One, Diverse Media Group, LLC. You already know what it is. We in the building. Microphone Bully. Another question, man. What do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, Money Matt, you know, being in this game?
Man, basically, because with Stop Beef and Radio, like I said, I'm trying to create a non-profit radio station. So I don't charge for anything I've done to this point, you know what I mean? So it gets hard when people, they see the stuff on the internet and they see the grind, but they don't see the money behind it, you know what I mean? So I feel like I still have to be begging people to be a part of what I'm doing, even though I'm bigger than they are. But because they ain't in the circles I'm in, they don't understand that they're not at that level yet. You know what I mean? And it makes, you know, it's hard to humble yourself to somebody, you know what I mean, that you're looking at the eye and they're like, man, I'm doing a lot different than you are, but I want to mess with you too so people still believe you, support, you know, those people from the, you know, back in the day.
Definitely, definitely.
My
question.
You
got a question? Go ahead.
Yes. My question to you, Money Mac, is now as far as the Stop Beefing Radio, do you want to take it? As far as, I mean, I know it's a non-profit organization, but are you doing any marketing as far as like the shirts and the memorabilia or anything of that nature?
Yeah, if you go to StopBeefingRadio.com, we got Cafe Press. Like everything we do is digital. You can go to Cafe, it's on Cafe Press. You can buy the shirts and everything with the logo right off there.
Okay.
But my main goal is really to get a sponsor. I want to be like Google. You know what I mean? Like what Google did is they offer, and Twitter's doing the same thing. You offer your services for free, but then you get advertisers to come in, like the radio really does and the TVs really do, get the advertisers to pay for the marketing dollars. You know what I'm saying? That I don't want to have to charge people who support my movement. I want to charge none of the artists on Stop Beef on Radio for anything I can do for them because they're supporting me. You know what I mean? The motto is we support those who support us.
Yep, yep.
Oh, that's definitely a great motto. And I was just listening to you far as like how you took the initiative to go out and, you know, and seek what you wanted. So basically you're just explaining to the listeners that first you do need to have a business plan. You need to know. You need to have your first, your second, your third step just in case, you know, your plan A doesn't work. You need your plan B. But you just need to be consistent in whatever it is that you're doing.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like you said, you need to have the business plan because it's the music business. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got talent and can rap. But the people with their business the best would be the 50 Cents, the Jay-Z's. Like, if you look at those individuals that are very successful in the game, their business is correct. So when you go to meet a label, have your business plan, your media kits, your have everything together, because the labels ain't signing nobody right now.
That's
unfortunately
true.
The label, I mean, music sales are pretty much done. So you got to create your brand, and the label will buy into the brand, but they want to have everything ready to go when they put the marketing dollars behind it.
Mhm. That's real talk, right there. Google.
These guys are missing is the promotion, the step for promotion, because that's what labels will want to do. They want to know, I mean, who's are you? Will you be worthy? So before they even think about spending one promotion dollar, they're gonna need to know if you're worthy with the brand. What's your brand about? Are you worthy? So that's what's missing, and that's why you're not getting deals, because they don't think you're worthy. So for real, knock it off.
You got another question for Matt?
Yeah, I just wanted Money Matt to shout out his people at 100 Entertainment and let us know what's going on with 100 Entertainment and how he's standing behind this label and these artists. And, you know, we have a platform here that that becomes we're networking with other artists. Like, one artist can provide another service. Just because, like, I can think of the artist S. Kali, who I'm shouting out. But he's also an engineer, a recording engineer. He produces and writes his own music. So if we could just touch on a second about people who are talented in that way and what powerful networking is all about. If I say that I could get you an engineer on deck and they're going to actually have something more than that on deck, people should actually listen to me. And I'm not going to be playing with them when I say I got this person on deck. So, I mean, could just touch on, like the value of having a team, valuable having like what knowing what each person can do, their talents, what they're capable of, what they can. When you say what can you bring to the table, when I ask somebody that, you got a couple of seconds to tell me how talented you are.
I feel it.
And it's over. I'm telling you, I'm sorry.
Real talk.
Can ask me that all day. All you gotta do is go on my Twitter. I'm not talking too much these days. I had to talk before.
That's real talk.
So what's up, yo? Just tell us about the value of having like people around you and your team that like I was mentioning about S. Kali, people that on that level is he's not just a regular artist. That's what I want to make a statement of. But the value of him being an engineer and a producer, and he writes his own music. So I just want to let you touch on that in 100 Entertainment.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you brought up S. Kali, you know what I mean? Because you got that song, Ooh, I'm a Fool, that you're pushing right now.
Yeah.
And you're talking about what's the advantage of having people, you know, around you. S. Kali does his own music. He makes his own beats. He gets his stuff copywritten. He gets his videos ready. You know what I mean? So when it comes time for me to add my part, all I got to do is take the final product and go do what I do. Now, he knows that I'm going to do what I need to do. So he don't have to worry about doing that. He can go back to the next step for his situation. You know what I mean? Like, with me and St. James, he's at the studio recording the artist, and my job is to put the music on the podcast and blast it out to the, you know, DJs. So by having a team, that one person doesn't have to be focused on doing everything, so you can do six or seven different things. Like, with 100 Entertainment, we picked our artists. There's five of them. We picked them strategically because where they lived in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So we'd have the whole state of Indiana covered through our label because each different artist brought their own network in.
That's real talk right there. Money Matt, some of the, you know, the top things, when an artist wants to come to you and present themselves, you know, because we really need to educate these artists, because a lot of them are slacking. A lot of them are real lazy. A lot of them just really don't take pride in what they do. So, you know, I would like you to give them some key points on presentation and, you know, addressing you or submitting their work to you.
Well, really, for submitting your music to me, it's as simple as sending me an email. Because I am an internet radio station. and it's stopbeefromradio@live.com. That's my email, and you can send that directly to me. But if you're presenting it to, you know, people in the industry, A, don't give them a whole CD. They're not going to take all day to listen to 10 or 16 songs. You should have your single before you go talking to people to push your records, because nobody's going to listen to all of them and say, I like this one, this one, this one. They just, you know, make it easy for them. You definitely want to have a good presentation. Like I said, you want to have your press kit, your media kits, and you want to have everything done. So when you meet, say you get up to Ludacris and you want to give them your record, it's not like you're asking for a handout, because nobody gets handouts, you know. Nothing in life is free. But if you come in ready to go and all he has to do is tag you on the back, then, you know, I mean, he's going to they're more likely to do something with you. I've been at DJ conferences where they had you the CD with the sleeve, and I've had people give me markers. But like I said, because I'm coming up from the grind like everybody else, I can't turn anybody away. So I will take the time to listen to it and give that opportunity, because I know what it goes through. But if you want to get into the industry mindset, you got to present it like you're already doing something. Act like you got $1 million before you got it. You know what I mean? Don't let a millionaire think you broke, because they're going to size you up from the jump and you get no opportunity.
Definitely. He never lied about that situation, which is the truth. Artists, make sure you learn the business also. You know what I mean? If you're going to present yourself like you was actually going to a major label. Like, and with the internet, you know, another thing, because, you know, me and Money Matt do internet radio. Respect internet radio just like you respect commercial radio, because real talk, let me tell you, commercial radio is about to be obsolete in a few, okay? It's already becoming obsolete. They all going bankrupt, okay? Real talk. So they trying to get on our level right now. So respect internet radio.
I got something to say about that.
Go ahead, Money Mag. Get it in.
I was just going to say.
Is that Money Mad or that's DJ?
No, this is DJ Echo. My bad.
DJ Echo. Go ahead, DJ Echo.
Yeah, who was the dude that was speaking to right before Money Mac about how you got like 5 seconds to come at him with an answer when he asked you what you got to present to the paper?
Oh, that was Future Guru right there.
You can hit me on my Gmail, futureguru100@gmail.
I wanted to comment on that. I wanted to comment on that because you were just talking about how artists got to come at you in a certain way, they present themselves in a certain way. Like, I do my thing out here in Rhode Island, and I get approached by DJs every day on MySpace, on the street. They talk about they the illest, this and that, the third, but they got no business card, they got no demo, they got no CD, they got nothing to show me on the spot. If somebody would have asked me, yo, Echo, you nice DJing? And they had a pair of turntables right in front of me, I ain't going to hesitate to hop on them shit and rip it up right in front of you so you see what I can do. I mean, that's how I feel. I feel like artists should do photo shoots. They should, like, present their image in a clean, professional way, so when they put out the CD cover, it's crisp and good-looking, and people won't hesitate to check it out because it looks interesting, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's
I can appreciate that. And that goes back to what Lush said about artists being lazy, and we not disrespecting nobody, but if you come at us, and we are ready. What we are ready to do is present you. So bring us a presentation. If you bring us, we can help you. We can help you with your presentation. But if
you
bring
us one,
it's even better. It's even better if
you
bring us
one. You have to be marketable. Yeah, definitely. You have to be marketable. And you have to know how to market yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we can help you, but we also ask that you take the initiative, and my man touched on a good point. If artists are going to do their photo shoots, the next step for them is to contact Lush Radio online. Contact Stop Beefing Radio. He's just, how many times do you miss not getting a pen and a pad on this show? We tell you to get a pen and a pad only because.
For a reason. Help you
for
out.
A reason.
Yeah.
Right, because that's what I want.
Because. If you did get your photo shoot done, you know what it says. You ain't got to forget. You ain't got to go look for it. You go put it in place, man. Organize. Organize yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm organizing a team, that mean I got myself together a little bit. I ain't going to go there.
How bad do you want it?
Worse. So, I mean, shout out to Lush Radio that we try to get these artists not to be lazy. Me blogging the show too, so it's out there already. Stop being lazy. Go get a photo shoot done, man. I didn't get that done.
Yo, shout out,
send it
shout
to
out.
My Gmail after you finish. After you finish with your photo shoot, guys.
Holla at Guru.
You can send it to my Gmail, and if you got some hot music, we in there, because I'm only going to tell you, like, let's go. Like, I could promote you, like, for a good price.
Definitely.
Price is right. The price is
the thing
right.
of it is you have to do the research yourself because you don't want nobody trying to beat you. So if you know what you need and you know how to market yourself, you'll know if you're getting the short end of the stick or not. But if you don't sit there, if you go up there without a plan and you haven't done any research, then somebody can tell you whatever they want to tell you. You don't know because you ain't picked up anything, you haven't researched anything, and you have no idea.
And that's
you think what they're telling you is cinnamon and sugar. They could be selling you a bowl of shit.
I mean, knowledge is power, too. You know what I mean? Like you're saying, like, by being when I decided to do the independent thing with 100 Entertainment, first thing I did was go study Russell Simmons, Jay-Z, Cash Money, and No Limit. You can Google the stuff and find out what they did to progress what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? Like, artists have to become independent at mind because, like I said, the labels ain't coming. So you can get rich in your own market if you just present and get people to follow you what you're doing.
Definitely, definitely. Hey, Stop Beefing Radio did it. Future Ghoul did it. Lush Radio did it. DJ Lazy K did it. Ebony did it. You know what I'm saying? Microphone Bully did it. Shout out to Microphone Bully, man. That's my big brother right there. We in the building. Like, come on now. Like, I mean, we are doing what people dream they can do. You got industry cats coming to us like, yo, like, how are y'all cats doing what y'all doing? Because we grind. When people don't open the door for us, we kick the door down and make our own lane. That's what we do. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. That's why you got to respect the dude like Money Matt right here, man. You need it. Right now, this is what I want everybody to do. I want everybody right now to put at Money Matt on Twitter.com and follow him right now. If you really want to know what the music is about, you really want to really get your stuff out there, hit at Money Matt right now. Everybody, at Money Matt, and follow him right now. Follow him. Follow Future Guru 100, Ebonisha, Shusan Ali, Microphone Bully, and your girl Leslie Les, Les Radio Online, and DJ Lazy K. DJ Lazy K Productions. But you already know what it is. We in the building, man, for real. Money Matt, now, you know, you done all this stuff for the people. Tell us what's new, what's hot, what's the new projects. What we need to look for, what's going down, let us know how can we help you
and support
the movement.
All right, well, first thing I was going to definitely let you know is Stop Beefing Radio now has a message line. So my artists, my event people, you can leave a message for us, you can leave a drop for us, or you can leave us a freestyle. And when you put that on the phone, it's emailed directly to me, and then I can put it on Stop Beefing Radio for you. You know, all I need is a picture, but I'll link up with you to get the picture from you. So if I can give everybody this number real quick so you can call me at that line. It's going to be 206-888-2319.
One more time for the one time for your mind.
All right, it's 206-888-2319.
That's what's up, man. Y'all need to go ahead and call in that joint right now. Because I'm going to tell you, this dude definitely does it, man. Leave your drops. Oh, what's the drop script? What's the drop script for you?
Well, basically, stopbeefromradio.com is all I ask that they shout out. You know, personalize the drop so when you drop it, people know who you are, what you do, and stuff like that. Like, I did it on Twitter just saying, shout out, stopbeefromradio.com. That's cool, but it doesn't benefit the person doing the drop, you know what I mean? So if you want to say where to get at you, You know what I mean? We open to that. We market with each other, each people, you know?
That's what it is, man.
But
so
anyway, like you
said,
you were asking about some of the stuff we got going on.
Yeah.
We just interviewed Paul Wall today. You know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow. What he doing?
He's got the new Sippin' on Patron record. It's on Stop Beef from Radio right now.
So, okay.
And he just came back from the USO trip with DJ Smalls. So he's trying to do some stuff there. And then we got the live radio show we're going to do on StopBeefFromRadio.com, trying to get it to where we can create an actual, you know, segment so we can start pushing it hopefully to some of the radio stations in different markets. Because with all the new music we get, plus all the new, you know, info and personal quotes from TJ Chapman that gives us information on the industry, which, hey, if you don't have that blog, go join TJ Chapman. He sends you something every day, and it talks about everything from setting up your profiles to get better views to, you know, why the record labels are struggling and stuff like that.
Yeah. Shout out to TJ's DJs, for real. Shout out to B.O.B., you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Shout out to them. For real. Shout out to Kevin, you know what I'm saying, also. That's my dude. But, man, you know, TJ's DJs, they've been going hard in the paint for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tony Neal, too, core DJs and everything. Shout out to them also. You already know what it is. You know, I'm definitely, you know, proud of everybody, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing, and I'm proud of you, man. Can you give some of these kids some advice about getting into the industry?
Some advice to getting in the industry, like what level are we talking about? Like are they rappers or business or, you know what I mean? Like I guess it's the same thing, just getting in is, well, with Twitter, there's a great opportunity. You can network with anybody right now, you know what I mean? So if you wanted to get at Tony Neal, you could literally just go to @thecoreDJs and join them, and then you can follow them. And, you know what I mean, build through that thing. It's all about building relationships. You know, we did a lot of our networking when DJ Cut from New York sent us to St. Louis for Just Bleezy's convention he had. So by being consistent with DJ Cut, he seen what we were doing, and he hollered at us. Like, don't worry about getting into your own thing. Do your own thing, because if you become successful, then other successful people are going to want to be around you. You know what I mean? So, decide what you want to do and do it. There's nothing stopping you nowadays. If you need, you know, from YouTube to all the digital stuff, or if you need to package stuff, there's places like Kanaki where you can get CDs for $2 a pop, shrink wrapped and barcoded. So, there's avenues where you can get it.
Oh, say that site again, Kanaki.
Yeah, KUN. AKI.com.
That's what's up, man. We got, hey, y'all better have y'all pens and pads, son. Because we're starting right now, son, for real.
Hey, they don't know. Now they know. So if they listening, they know. But we're going to continue to block the show. So shout out to Money Matt for just being on. And we can only say that we're going to continue this message that you just brought to us. It's a beautiful thing that our show is not only live, but we archive.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah,
you know,
I'm
going to
definitely copy this and put it out for you just to show you.
Yeah,
the
I appreciate it.
That's what's up. Definitely, man. Money Matt, man, when I'm going to get my drops, man? When I'm going to get my drops, Money Matt? You know what I'm saying?
Man. I got to do them for you, too. Like, honestly, this is my first interview. Like I said, this is why I'm truly humbled, because I'm,
wow,
you know, I'm a mover and a shaker behind the scenes.
Woo!
This is my first interview I ever did, so if I sounded a little, you know, shook or anything, that's just an opportunity. So
let me let y'all know what this is.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
That was right.
Shout out to Money Matt. We can definitely put the stamp on that jump.
For real.
You already know. I'm proud, too. Lush, I'm proud of you and Ebony. And, you know, this is, like, one of the, like, most fantastic things because, you know, I really have know this Money Matt and the moves he's making. You got to be, you know, just respect the grind. You can see. Just go look at some of the stuff he has on the website, and you'll see for yourself. That's one thing people need to take the time out and do. Go check out the person's website if they have something to show you. Go check it out and take a look at it. Don't just like, oh, okay. I mean, because, you know, some people are using their phones. Okay, but for the most part, if you do get to the computer, go check it out. Go see what's happening.
You might get videos.
If you're trying to get on, you're going to go somewhere where there is a computer.
Right.
For real.
Right.
Yo, but you know what? You know what? Money Matt was trying to get St. James, because, you know, St. James, you know, up on the forefront, and Money Matt in the back, you know, he played the back end. But I said, no, you're not getting off the hook this time. You're on yourself.
Yeah, you definitely did.
You know, but I got a caller from the 646, my big brother, Microphone Bully. I definitely want you guys to connect. This dude right here is doing big things on the internet TV situation tip right here. Big brother Biz, what up, yo? Money Matt in the building.
Yo, man, don't everybody in here love how Lush just be making you sound like you Puff Daddy, man? For real, man. She just be making me feel like she talking to Puff. This. I'm a regular dude. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Lush Radio, man. Shout out to Future Guru Ebenezer. I've been listening to Money Matt kick his knowledge, and there was one more person that spoke. I'll recall the name, but I've been listening in, and you know it was jam-packed when I call 30 times. And the Blog Talk Radio dude keep telling me the room is full. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
go listen online. Like,
hey, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Money L for real if he holding on. Money L for real if you holding on, bro. That's what happened, man. I got Microphone Bully co-signing that joint. Shout out to Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Brooklyn right now. And shout out to AK Chop. I'm promoting my dude AK Chop and Seawood Records. So let's get that straight. Money L for real. Microphone Bully just said it's jam packed on here.
Yo, it's real talk, man.
Yeah.
So, man,
I definitely need you to link up with my man Money Matt right here, man. He's doing some big things. He is a stand up dude, man. Y'all see him a lot. He be sitting there in the background, but he be doing his thing. He'll try to set St. James out there, but I thought he ain't playing them games with me today.
I'm on his website right now to stop beefing radio. I see him. He talk about he in the back, but I see him flicking all these pisses with people. He made sure he got them pisses, though.
Nah, that's St. James looking at right there.
Oh, that's St. James in the picture? My bad. I'm mixing them up. All right, St. James in front. Like, yeah. Make sure you get you got to have the proof. That's how you got to do it nowadays, though. You got to have the proof.
See, he's taking the proof while I'm back in the back networking, getting numbers.
I understand. I definitely understand, man.
Hey, Biz, you wanna ask Matt a question, my dude?
Well, Matt, man, the first thing I want to – I definitely always got a good question. I do this interview thing, but I heard it was your first interview. My question is – How do you feel about the way we actually interview people over here, being Lush? You know what I mean? How do you feel about the questions about the show so far? Were you impressed? True feelings, no fronting right now.
No, definitely very impressed with the questions. Like you said, Lush brings you in and makes you feel like Puff Diddy. You know what I mean? And I've been truly humbled by this experience. Future Guru and Lush giving the, you know, great questions, and I just hope I ain't cutting my sentences too short, because, like I said, I could ramble on for days, but I don't want to take up everybody's time. So, but this show is incredible. I mean, I'm going to take it and download the archive, like Lush said. I'm going to put it out to the Stop Beef from Radio. You'll see it on Facebook and Twitter. So I'll spread the word like so we can get it. And then any shows you guys have, just keep me informed so I can let my audiences know that come peep it out.
Appreciate that. Regularly tweeting them on our show nights. Shout out to
Money Matt. Don't forget about our other co-host, Evanisha. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
If that's too hard to pronounce, it's actually Ebony. My question is, because you dropped so many jewels, and you about educating the people, are you going to start a tutorial on, as far as, like, what the artists should do or, you know, before they come in, you know, if they're really serious about it or, you know, I don't know if you did already. I do need to check out your website, so that's just my little confession.
Well, yeah, I'm not personally going to do it. I mean, because, there's the Motivational Music Radio with Ty Cohen and Jawar. T-Y-C-O-H-E-N and Jawar, J-A-W-A-R. They do something called Motivational Music Radio, and they can teach you everything from your contracts to networking, presenting yourself to the people, and it's all free information. And then if you want phone numbers and you want to invest in products that can get you over the hump very fastly, they also have those available. So instead of me taking the time to create it and not being able to present it, you know, in a correct way, like I'll tell people all day and information if they, you know, ask me anything, but they got stuff all the way set up, so I'd rather just send it their way. You know what I mean? So, like if somebody asks me for a radio, if a person hits me about doing interviews or something, I can hit up Lush and say she's already got something popping, instead of trying to, you know, bring it from the ground up.
Yeah, that's what you do. That's what you do.
But yeah, I mean, it's just gotta. You guys all got my emails now. My email now, so just keep me informed. The more you give me, the more I can spread the word.
It's awesome, man. You know what I'm saying? We got nothing but love for you, man. You definitely holding down the indie. Yo, I'm telling you, it's a lot of artists that came from Indiana. But I'm gonna tell you honestly, from me knowing Matt and watching his grind from when I met him through Trip, I gotta shout out my dude Trip. If y'all don't know him, he used to do triple platinum underground back in last year or so.
Right.
And you know, he was taught, he spoke so highly about Money Matt, St. James, the whole movement and stuff, and he you know, watching his grind, talking about his grind is retarded. Right now, man. His grind is so retarded. I respect him for all that he's doing, and you guys gotta definitely respect him, you know. And I implore everybody to follow him on Twitter. You know, make sure you're about business. Don't be going to my dude and be talking to him reckless and blah blah blah. Make sure you support him because he'll support you 100%. That's the same thing. Whether it goes to, if you're coming to Future Guru 100. You're going to my big brother, you know what I'm saying, big brother Bism, Microphone Bully, whether you're going to Ebony, whether you're going to True Sun, whether you're going to DJ Lazy K, anybody, you know what I'm saying, or Sky High ENT, you know what I'm saying, E2K, all the people that's within the network, you know what I'm saying?
Killer Flutie, come correct. If you go to them, just please, like Les said, come correct. We actually just support, but just come correct. We actually don't want to turn y'all away, but just come correct. You can support us all day, but if it's business, just let it be business.
Real talk. Money Matt, you know, can you give us, you know what I'm saying, once again, let us know how we can get in contact with you, you know what I'm saying, how we can hit you up, how these artists can submit their music, and all that other jazz.
Okay. Yeah, basically just email it to me at stopbeefinradio, STOPBEEFIN, radio, RADIO, at live.com.
And don't forget to Twitter, on Twitter.
And the Twitter, the money. At Money Matt on Twitter. And then I gave the line that they can get at me, leave the messages. Leave the freestyles, leave the songs, leave the drops, you know what I mean? So.
Say that one more time, because some people might have not got that. Say that one more time.
Hold on. It's 206-888-2319.
All right, we're going to repeat that. I know you're a busy dude and everything, Money Matt, but you know what? I'm proud of you. I love you. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It's all love.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get it, 2010. It's all about networking, building, making big moves, you know what I'm saying? Anybody got any final thoughts? Anything for my man, you know what I'm saying, Money Matt? Okay. I got this hot new intro that one of the artists, TDI from the Bronx did for me. I want y'all to check it out. Let me know what y'all think. I want to know what you think about this too, Money Matt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
This joint is a hot one. You know what I'm saying? And earlier, DJ Lazy K said that she got a hot joint, that joint that I played earlier about the relief and everything for Haiti. She did a cappella. So any DJs that need to get that, you know what I'm saying, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Basically, this song right here, she said if any DJ can mix it hot enough, she will put it on her new mixtape. She will put it on her new mixtape. And you already know what kind of buzz she got. So, you know what I'm saying, she's in the streets. She gets that paper for them CDs, so you already know what it is. So holla at me about that. That's Dante Hawkins, the relief situation. But this right here is y'all remember, y'all know the I Want to Rock Right Now joint, right? With your man Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah.
You know that joint rocking hard body, right? So I told son, you got to put everything about me, you know what I'm saying, in this joint and go hard on it. So check this joint out, everybody, and let me know what y'all think about this joint right here.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush, talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block talk radio, listen to Lush spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Man, you already know what it is. TDI right there. You know what I'm saying? I want to rock right now. The new official intro. You already know what it is, man. Venetia, what you think about that, fam?
TDI is on point. I feel that. You know, when he started rapping, even when he was doing his freestyle, you know, he put his heart and soul into his rhymes. So, you know, you just listen to it and you just got to feel it. No
That's
doubt.
Because
his heart is in it.
Hey, Future Guru, how do you feel about that joint, fam?
That's banging. He definitely picked the right track and he brought it to him. See, I mean, he wanted to let it be loud and clear. That's what he did. He did a great job on that. I could definitely appreciate him going hard for Lush Radio, and that's why we asking that y'all decide to rock with us. Just go hard in the paint. Represent. Let them know that we go hard in the paint. If that's all you got to do. Represent us. Then let that be it. If that's all you can say about us, just say that. You ain't got to say nothing else. We going hard
exactly.
in the paint.
Exactly.
This is 2010. What are y'all doing?
That's real talk.
True son,
what you think about that joint, fam?
Voice of BK intro coming soon.
even though, you know what I'm saying, I do P.I. That's my artist right there, too, Son Ali and stuff. He going to have the voice.
Nah. I hate. I'm never a hater, man. You know what I'm saying? Homie definitely went hard. The track is definitely on point. You already know, you know what I'm saying? I want to rock, man. You know what I'm saying? It's blazing right now with Snoop and Jay. They killing that track. Homie came through. He knocked it down. That's what's up, man.
That's what's up, man. I let you say he crazy. Hey, yo, Money Man, what you think about that, fam?
No, I definitely think it's important. I've heard a lot of different remixes to that song, and that was definitely one of the best ones I've heard.
Wow.
Can you send that to me? And I'll add it to the Stop Beefing so it'll act as like a commercial for you between the songs we put up.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate the love, man. That's real talk right there, man. That's what I love to do right here. Hey, my DJ from Rhode Island, DJ Lazy K Production, what you think about that, fam?
Yo. Yeah, it was definitely great. Like everybody said, you went hard, and it's all about the promotion for the radio station. You made sure that everybody knew exactly what it was that they were listening to, and that's what matters the most. And I would like a copy of that too, man. I actually just emailed you because I got a DVD series out, and I wouldn't mind promoting the movement on the DVD. I wouldn't mind at all.
That's what's up, man. Yo, this is what I'm talking about, building, making moves and all that, man. I'm going to definitely get at you, my dude, for real.
Yeah, Stop Beefing Radio at live.com, right?
Yeah, Stop Beefing Radio at live.com.
Just hit y'all up. So y'all check out. Y'all look for that.
That's definitely, man. That's what it is. But my big brother, man, what did you think about that, fam?
I wanted to talk first because homie was from the BX. You and Ray know I'm from the BX. I'm not mad at that dude. Yo, Dad, seriously? He been paying attention to the show. I don't know if you gave him a script or he just pays attention well. I know you be kicking your Nigerian stuff. Or he threw that in there. He threw because the Malice in Wonderland because he was on that beat. And then he OD'd on the Whack Rappers and said they dancing like they in Alice in Wonderland. It was a good segue into the next sentence. I'm a rapper, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep it funky. Yeah. If you rap the BX, if you even say the BX and you a rapper and you whack, I'm going to give you the business because that's where I'm from. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I'm going to give homie his props. So salute to that dude. He did a good job, man. I'm gonna give homie his props. He did a good job on that. That was not no bum rap. I like that.
That's what's up. That's TDI. It's TDI NYC on Twitter. But he, you know what I'm saying? He always come through. He's been showing love from day one, you know what I'm saying? He go hard in the paint, you know what I'm saying? But look out for that big brother Biz intro and that True Son Ali intro coming soon on deck too.
Yeah, we got those. Certain.
You already know what it is, but like I say, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about building. We building empires up in here for real, man. It ain't no game. And like I said, I don't care what nobody say. I think they need to evacuate the people in Haiti. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. They need to get out of there. It's unsafe. They just got hit. If y'all didn't know, early this morning, around 6.
Yeah, crazy.
They got hit with, you know what I'm saying, got hit with a 6.1 earthquake again. They need to be evacuated, like, ASAP.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's crazy, man. They got hit again.
Oh, that's terrible. You just gave me the news on that. That's terrible.
6.1 today, they got hit with a 6.1.
In the first one, wasn't the first one like a 7.7?
7.2.
Yeah.
When they just got over with the aftershock, that was the aftershock.
Okay.
He just sent some of that good energy over there, man, across the waters, man. I agree.
Real
talk. You know,
hey,
I got a quick thing. Just about to wrap up real quick. I want to go ahead and send a prayer out. I'm going to pray for everybody on this line right now, and I'm going to pray for the people
in Haiti. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't got the bread, we need prayers. We need strong energy to go over there to them people. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody say. I really don't think that the Red Cross is doing their job. Get news is showing what they want to show out there. You know what I'm saying? People is dying. Babies is dying. You know what I'm saying? And it pissed me off. Because I'm ex-military, and I know they can parachute some shit in there. So it really pissed me off. I'm bad. But you know what? What we can do is pray. And God forgive me for cussing right now, so I'm going to repent my sins right now for cussing. But we about to bow our head and pray real quick. And I want to thank Money Matt, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. I know, you know what I'm saying, you was trying to throw St. James, which, you know, I'm going to drag you and pull you in here. And you know I love you to death, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you. I want to thank all our listeners, all of our callers, everybody, you know what I'm saying, DJ Lazy K, everyone, you know what I'm saying, you know, Kusan Ali, Microphone Bully, Future Guru, FD, everybody, man, you know, the whole Lazy K Productions crew, you know what I'm saying? Right now I want to bow our heads for real, and we're going to send this prayer out to the people in Haiti. Oh, Heavenly Father, I call upon you, God, because you are an awesome God, a good God, and without you, there is no us. You know, without you, we cannot breathe and eat and provide for our families and be here, God. No matter what religion, no matter what you are, I pray for you right now. All the people that are on the phone with their businesses, with everything that they're doing, I want you to watch over them and their family, provide for them, make no weapon, shape, or form prosper against them. For the people of Haiti, my people that are going through it, my people are going through it and suffering. My babies are dying. Our mothers and our fathers and our sisters and cousins are going through it right now in Haiti, God. I ask upon you to please ease their suffering, God. Please let the medical attention that's needed for them to help them, God, right now, God, please help them be able to evacuate from that area to be them in safe peace, and for the families that lost their families to watch over their souls and also reconnect families that can't find each other, God. Please, God, please give the people of Haiti strength to still push on no matter what's going on with them, God. Please, God, I'm asking you today, I'm calling upon you because your hand is powerful than our hands or my hands, God. So I ask upon you, please bless these people in their time of need, God. Your strength and your power is more powerful than any money or anything, God. And your way is the way that we see, God. And please watch over these people and guide them, God. In your name we pray, amen.
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 Peace.
You know what I'm saying? So, real talk, I appreciate everybody, all of y'all coming through. You know what I'm saying? And you know, shout out to Haiti. Shout out to Wyclef. All y'all naysayers and stuff, man. God don't like ugly, man. Y'all need to check yourself before you point a finger, for real. You know, so, like I said, man, shout out to everybody. Shout out to, you know, all the people that support the show, the movement. Make sure you support everybody that's on this joint. Future Guru, Ebony, Kusan Ali, at Kusan Ali. You know, Microphone Bully, Money Man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even my DJ, you know what I'm saying, from Rhode Island, man. Support everybody, man. DJ Lazy K, the whole camp. The Sky High ENT. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. You know, Ohana Shop. OhanaShop.com, my sponsor. Strictly Bump One, our sponsor, Diverse Media Group, everybody, E2K Magazine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The move. We here, we in the building. What doesn't break you will make you. And if we ain't working together, we ain't working out at all, man. And you know what I'm saying? I love all of y'all. And you know what I'm saying? We out of here, son. I'm about to play this ring right here. Any DJs that want to mix this song right here, mix it. And we
hey,
out
that
of here.
Hey, that brother, sister. People are dying. Hey, that father. Where is your son? Hey, that mother.
hear the baby crying. We all need somebody, somebody to lean on. Cause the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
Matter what you gon' do, matter what you gon' do, matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
Matter what you gon' do,
matter what you gon' do,
matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
Matter what you gon' do,
matter what you gon' do,
matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one. They're still killing over in Iran. They're still building nuclear weapons over in China. They're still worried about a bomb in New York. We all need somebody, somebody to lean on. Cause the nation is one, the nation is one. The nation is one, the nation is one. I came here to tell ya.
Matter what you gon' do, matter what you gon' do, matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one.
Matter what you gon' do, matter what you gon' do,
matter what you gon' do.
The nation is one,
the nation is one, the nation is one, the nation is one. The nation is one.